Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferris Industries Limited Q3 FY22 post-results earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Thank you, Peter. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 3Q results conference call of Kirloskar Ferris. We have the senior management represented by the Managing Director, Mr. Gauba, and the CFO, Mr. Srivastava, with us. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Gauba for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Pallav. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and let me first of all welcome all of you for the Q3 earnings call. I hope that all of you are safe and doing well and taking care of yourself. Let me start with some quantitative information. The quarter three, we were operating the Bagheri plant and the foundry, all the units in full, and all the three mini blast furnaces were under operation. During this quarter, we operationalized sinter plant in Hiriyur, and we had some stabilizing activities wherein 5,000 tons of Bagheri production was lower. Otherwise, we had a full quarter and produced 142,600 tons of Bagheri, and we also sold 128,900 tons of Bagheri. Some small quantity, about 5,000, has gone into the stock because of sluggish market conditions. On the casting front, though it was a mixed bag, the demand for castings from the tractor industry and as well as the auto was down. Some of our customers doing well, especially heavy commercial vehicles, deemed exports, and we could maintain the production rate of slightly more than 10,000 metric tons per month. Our sales for the quarter was slightly less. It's at 28,700 metric tons against 22,000-30,000 metric tons. With this, we have a total sales of 933 crores against 958 crores of last quarter, and of course, much better compared to the last year third quarter, which was 590 crores. The sales realization on Bagheri moved up during this quarter to 44,800 rupees per metric ton, and casting 115,700 rupees per metric ton. During the entire quarter and even before that, the input raw material cost, mainly the coking coal prices, have moved up. If I look at the coking coal price 1 year back, it was our Kirloskar Ferris blend was $107, and currently today what we have is $307 per ton, the blended cost. Prime coking coal is even higher than that. This kind of scenario definitely put a lot of pressure on input cost. Our RMSP, raw material to sales price, last year was 59%. last quarter it was 70%, and today we are very close to 75%. On the other hand, our power and fuel cost, which was 3.5% last year, we are at 2.9% in this quarter. So naturally, it affected our EBITDA. EBITDA this quarter is at 138 crores against 145 crores last year and 187 crores last quarter. So we have come to a level of 15% EBITDA, which is PBT for the quarter is 110 crores. There is no reduction in the coal prices as we are moving ahead. We are yet to see any softening of the coking coal prices. We are also seeing headwinds on increasing the pig iron prices. Though we have recently increased the pig iron prices marginally, but it looks to me that further increase is required to pass on the cost impact to customers, and look forward that the market will support in passing on the coking coal price increase onto the pig iron. Some parts of India, the pig iron prices have moved up. Some parts of India still yet to move up, and I look forward that we will be able to increase the prices as the demand increases in coming weeks and months. And as of now, there is a tremendous headwind. With 933 crores of sales for quarter three, for three quarters, we are at 2,714 crores against 1,289 crores last year. EBITDA, we stand at 537 crores against last year 267 crores, in increase of almost doubling. And EBITDA margin, however, last year was 21%, and EBITDA margin for 9 months we are at 20%. PBT for these 9 months stands at 457 crores against 192 crores last year, and PAT at 340 crores against last year 166.8 crores. As regards the projects, we continue to work on all the projects as planned, and we are moving forward with all the projects, and there is no change in the no major change in the timeline for the projects. We see both for pig iron and castings reasonably stable and good demand to continue, though it is a mixed basket. And we also see some amount of commodity pressure coming from coal onto our input costs. With respect to acquisition of ISMT, both companies, KFIL and ISMT, have completed shareholders approval for the transaction. We are in the process of getting the CCI approval and SEBI approvals, and also signing up the one-time settlement by the bankers. As the things move forward, we will keep you updated. And with respect to litigations also, time to time we are updating, and we'll continue to update you as the events or the progress happens. Uh, In the meantime, KFIL received the CII Exim Business Excellence Award for the year. And also, we have received three awards, important awards from our eligible customers for new product development, for the delivery performance and the quality performance, and as business partners. And we also continue to add new components into our development program, and there have been new orders booked, which should help us in adding the volumes required for line 2 in Solapur. And today, OEM customers for castings, compared to last year, 24 customers. We have now 26 customers, addition of two customers. And these are the important developments and the update on KFIL quarter three and the 9 months so far. With this brief introduction, I would now request and invite the questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akshay Satija with Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So first, on the ISMP front, so all the debt we held is held by the Asset Recovery Committee. So under what confidence is Jindal Steel?
Your line is not clear. Can you speak a little bit crisply so that I understand your question?
Is it clear now?
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to ask a question on ISMT. So the debt of ISMT is held by the Asset Recovery Committee. So, sir, under what confidence does Jindal Pipes file this complaint, and by any chance they also bid for in the Swiss auction? I mean, just trying to understand the reason why are Jindal Pipes interfering in the acquisition.
No, when the lenders went in for asking for the bid from all the public or anyone, that time they did not participate and apply, and they have filed the cases later on. I don't know what is the logic of doing that.
Okay. And sir, on the pig iron front, I just wanted one confirmation. So for every ton of pig iron, roughly 0.8 ton of coke is required, right?
About nowadays, it is about 0.66 or 0.65 as we have reduced the coke consumption in our furnaces.
Okay, so is it that
concrete grade about 660 kg?
Is it that 660 kg now, or this is after all the improvements in?
No, it is now. In phosphate, now. In copper plant now.
Okay, got it. Thank you, that's it from my side.
The next question is from the line of Sumesh Guleria. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
I'll continue with the earlier question. So this is regarding ISMT. So what exactly is happening with the ISMT as of now, and like by when we can, you know, see the finalization of this deal on the complete end?
Hello.
We have completed all the processes. What is required from Kirloskar Ferrous and what is required from ISMT. What is left out is basically regulatory approvals, CCI approval, and the other one is subsequently market regulator approval, and also OTS approval and sign off by the bankers.
Okay. So, sir, any timeline, I mean, estimated timeline, like by end of this year, like 2022?
It involves regulatory approval, I think, but we are looking for closing early, but as it involves regulatory approvals, can't give precise timeline, but should happen as soon as the regulatory approval and bankers. OTS sign-off happens, then it will happen very quickly.
Okay. Sir, last con call or I read somewhere, please pardon me if I'm wrong. So we read a word about the merger part. So for a couple of years, like, you will be running this as a separate entity, and post that you will be incorporating this completely into Kirloskar Ferrous, right, ISMT. So let's say we are done with all the regulatory requirements by end of this year, hypothetically. So by when we can expect the merger to happen? Will it be like something like financial year 25, 24, or what would be that year for the complete merger with Kirloskar Ferrous?
The present focus is the acquisition, and the second focus would be stabilization of operations and turnaround and stability to the organization, ISMP, and then subsequently we can think of the merger.
So as of now, we can't say like what could be the possible year for that, right?
We can't say exactly, because you can't do it in hurry. It has to be done properly. ISMP has to stand on its own footings and should not be any disturbing for KFI. Once it stands on its own and KFI it's good, then it is possible to go for merger.
Sir, I have another question. Can I ask?
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So right now we are seeing a lot of increase in the raw material cost, and something is happening on the selling price also. I mean, they are going up. So when all this stabilizes, when my coking coal prices stabilize and even our pig iron prices stabilize to some extent, what kind of margins we can see then for Kirloskar Ferrous?
No, I think a very important thing is, as you have seen, we are working for improving the internal efficiencies. One is productivity improvement from both all the blast furnaces, and capacity utilization improvement from all the foundries, and generating more power and consuming power in foundries. So all this basically is to drive our cost down and increase the productivity, increase the sales, and increase the contribution and EBITDA. And earlier we had seen that we were at EBITDA levels of 8-9%, 10%, and we have moved up, but there are market dynamics, like unseen market conditions are also coming once in a while, like coking coal prices going 3 times in short time, in 1 year time, and that makes it extremely difficult to answer specific question and give percentages. But I would say that we have moved to better levels. And right now, the commodity or the coal price is adverse to us, and margins are very low as we stand today. And we have also seen the other side when coal prices were low and we had very high margins. I think we will have to take a balanced view and not look for performances month by month or quarter by quarter. We have to see year after year. Like 21-22 became a good year. How we make 22-23 a good year, and what kind of market challenges and what kind of commodity challenges we have to look at that. Thank you.
So, sir, sorry to hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So so right now it's around 15%. So can we take it as a benchmark? So my going forward, it will sustain around 13%, 14%, 15%, and beyond that only, and it won't fall down.
No, I would refrain from giving future, because see, fluctuations are too high, and becomes difficult to commit a guaranteed EBITDA. But we only said that we are at a different level. If the figure and prices pick up, then the margins could definitely be much better than what they are today. But if the commodity prices go up, then it can impact the EBITDA levels even from this level.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot for all the answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah with Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'll be having just a couple of questions. So first, on the iron ore mines, sir, from the past couple of quarters, we have been waiting for some regulatory clearances. So what exactly is the issue, and how soon can we expect to get the clearance to operate the mines? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We have got two mines, and both are awaiting the forest clearance as on date. And there has been a procedural change that earlier files used to go to Delhi, and they have gone to Delhi right now also, but now it's likely to come back to states to decide. And within that, there has been tremendous delay over the last 1.5 years should have happened. But we are putting all our efforts to get the forest clearance through. And we are quite hopeful that it should happen, but it has been taking a lot of time. And sorry, I am unable to really give a fixed date for forest clearance, which has to happen from the regulatory authorities. And we are putting our efforts, and result depends on how quickly the government moves forward to clear the files. Thank you.
Okay. And just if you can quantify, how much could this benefit to Kirloskar if these mines get operational, in terms of how much will it benefit our bottom line?
No, basically, we have got these mines at good percentage rates. One is at 36%, another is at 56%. Today's auctions, if you look at these numbers, are very interesting. You can make your calculations. I think we will save at least half of the cost of iron ore.
Okay.
And we expect to mine about 2.5 lakh ton per annum to start with, and maybe we can take it up to try to take it up to 5 lakh metric ton per annum coming from these two mines.
Perfect. So second question was with respect to the mini blast furnace upgradation. So when can we expect the planned shutdown of this to take place?
As of now, we are taking the stoppage from first week of February for 105 days.
For 105 days. And any impact on the business, how much can we expect that?
Don't know. See, right now, if you look at sluggish, sluggish market and lower offtake of Pigaren, it is the least impact. Definitely 15,000 metric ton per month Kigeran is not available for almost 3.5 months. So about 50,000 tons of Kigeran will be less produced because of this. But once we complete the upgrade, then it will produce more, 3 to 4,000 tons per month more, and that will give more Kigeran and thereby makes up for the loss.
Okay, so basically the 3.5 months loss will be coped up in the next 1 year. So 50,000
1 year or 15 months, it will produce more than the earlier capacity. Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And sir, just last one question if I can add up. So basically, is the new customer addition in the auto space or in the non-auto space? And just a few basic highlight on which sectors can aid to a growth in next couple of quarters.
No, we have added customer from infrastructure development areas, couple of customers, and customer also, one of the customer added is from the tractors. Those are the two customer added in the last 1 year time.
Okay, okay. And just in the last one quarter, that the one customer which we have added, was that from a tractor segment or was it from an infra space?
I think it is a tractor.
It was in the tractor. And just yes. One last on the segment outlook, is auto expected to recover in 4Q or will it take a quarter more to get back?
On the auto, it's difficult to say, but right now, if we look at our business in our area of operations, we are finding that commercial vehicle, medium duty and heavy duty, we have a good pull for castings, and that's what is loading the foundries.
Perfect, perfect. That's all from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha, an investor. Please go ahead. Aniruddha, your line has been unmuted. You can ask your question.
Hello. Hi, sir. Question is with respect to the ISMT acquisition. So is there any long stop date for Kirloskar Ferris for this acquisition?
Yeah, there is a long stop date, but that is from the lenders. And yes, lenders also have to come back. I think if the delay is from their side, I expect that they will have to extend if the delay is from their side.
Okay, so no long stop date from Kirloskar Ferris as such?
Yeah, we are ready. Both Kirloskar Ferris and ISMT, we have completed all our process. And one is the lenders have to come back, other one is the regulatory clearance. We are ready in all respects.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, Anirudh. Thank you so much.
Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question is from Yash Chandak, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you very much. Sir, my first question will be on the pig iron side. So how has our pig iron cost of production moved quarter to quarter? If we can get an idea over that.
See, I just mentioned that the RMSP, which was last year 59%, moved to 70% in quarter two. And as we stand today, it's at 75%. So there's been tremendous increase in the material cost. And you know, with respect to EBITDA, you have seen it has come to a level of 15%.
Sorry, sir, I missed that question. I apologize. Secondly, sir, I would like to know over the coking coal part. So recently we have seen huge hikes in coking coal prices in very short period of time. So have we done any change in our strategy? Like have we started storing more coking coal, or have we done any kind of change in our procurement policy for coal?
We had done not now, because the coking coal prices last couple of months have been very high. But we had done last year, and we have covered our coking coal requirement up to March end, and subsequently up to almost towards the end of April. So that's where we are, but we will have to get into the market next month or towards the end of next month to book some cargoes. But we had covered, which has brought us up to this point of time.
Sir, does that mean that we keep an inventory of more than 4 to 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah, we had kept not 6 months. We had kept about 4 to 5 months. And currently, I think it may be about 3 months inventory now, 3 to 4 months inventory now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tandon.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Praname, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, I just want to ask, like, what are the inventory stock levels that we are keeping for the pig iron as well as for the DI pipes?
Yeah, thank you very much. We don't have DI pipes. We have pig iron.
Sorry,
and casting.
Casting.
Yeah, casting. No problem. So I correct. Pig iron, we don't have much. 3 to 4 days stock. We generally don't keep, this is high, in fact. I think we'll get corrected shortly. And we normally operate with 1 or 2 days stock. And casting, which is typically, there are large variety of castings which are required for processing and making them ready for dispatch. That's the only pig iron stock. But the major stock would be of input materials, not so much of casting and pig iron.
Okay, understood. And sir, just wanted to ask one more thing. Like in Q4, we are going for the shutdown. So like we'll be having little less inventory. So what do we think about the market to react for that? Like the prices to increase, or how the market sentiment would be for the Q4 2022 for pig iron specifically?
Now, first of all, shutdown we are taking, it's not going to affect in any way for the casting business and casting customers. And for the pig iron side, also, yes, we'll be taking a shutdown on one furnace and continue to run two furnaces. We will be able to take care of all the critical customers' pig iron requirements. And with respect to the market, I would say that whatever is the condition of the market, it is the right time to complete our upgrade and maintenance. Otherwise, at the high margin time, it will be difficult to take stoppage for a long time. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Govindlal Gilara, an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, sir, and congratulations for giving good set of numbers in challenging scenario.
Thank you.
I want to just understand how this fourth quarter is going to shape up. Just a second. As in third quarter, we had low cost inventory of coking coal that we are adjusting now. And fourth quarter, I think, if I am right, the high cost coal we'll be using. So two, three things. First thing, on raw material cost, how it will be versus third quarter. And due to this, further margin impact will be there versus third quarter, one thing. Second thing, because of this one shutdown, we are taking one blast furnace. So versus third quarter, how much impact will be there in production of pig iron? Third thing is how casting, because of now tractor scenario is little bit, demand scenario is looking weak. So casting also versus third quarter, how fourth quarter we are seeing production and sales. This is the net-net versus third, fourth quarter, how margins, production will shape up. I want to have your view. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me start with the last question first and the easy question first. As regards the casting demand, as I mentioned, we have been able to manage and maintain 10,000 metric ton of casting production and sales per month. More or less, we have been able to do because a couple of our customers from the trucking and deemed export side, they have been doing extremely well. And we have been able to ship the castings to them. And I definitely look forward that from February, some improvement in the tractor market, which we have some schedules coming from 15th of January. I expect some improvement to happen on the tractor as well as the auto sector. So, which may give us some extra volume if possible. Otherwise, we may continue at this level of 10,000 metric for a couple of more months before we get into higher numbers. Coming to pig iron business, we have, as I mentioned, 307, 310 blended coal price is the price for February, March, January, February, March, these 3 months. And the pig iron market is quite fragile, and it's not very long-term price either being low or high. So that's why it's very difficult to predict. But right now, as we stand with respect to market condition, I would say that still there is a tremendous pressure for the margins, and the slight increase in the cost of coal and coke will come into effect in February and March. And if we get support from the market on the pig iron price, then we can improve the margin. Otherwise, the margin will be under pressure for quarter four as well.
Regarding volume of pig iron, sir, due to this one...
Volume of pig iron, one means 15,000 per month will get reduced, which is 45,000 per quarter. Out of that, this month we are running, so it will be 30,000. So whatever quantity we had planned in the year we are completing, but or slightly more than that, but I agree with you, February and March, we will have 15,000 less each month.
What about iron ore?
And we will still produce 35,000 metric ton per month.
Followed, sir. So versus third quarter, let us say some dip will be there in production and sales of pig iron.
Yes. The dip in the production and sales would be of the order of 30,000 metric ton.
Followed, sir. How iron ore prices are behaving, sir, versus third quarter now in current iron ore prices?
Iron ore prices have stabilized now, but in the last 5-6 months, iron ore prices have come down by about 3,000 rupees per metric ton.
Yeah, thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. Sir,
namaste ji.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, as you have pointed out that the margins will be under pressure because of the high raw material prices, sir, how have the pig iron prices behaved post the exit of the December quarter?
I just mentioned that the PGRM prices have gone up about 1500 rupees per metric ton in last 2-3 weeks, and all January basically, last 2-3 weeks. And we have to see whether we will be able to increase further in the coming weeks and coming months.
Okay, and sir, since you have the inventory for raw materials at 307, I think so, which you have mentioned for coal. So taking that into that math into account, sir, what kind of compression in margins are we expecting? When for the second quarter, I think third quarter, I think so, we did 14.8. And overall 9 months,
yeah,
it was 19, yes, closer to 20. So on a quarter, yeah, on quarter basis, how should that shape up since we are carrying the raw material inventory?
No, we have the raw material calculation, but we don't have the PGRM calculation. Our attempt is to pass on some cost increase to customer, and that we really don't know exactly how much will happen. And that's why it's very difficult to calculate what can happen to the fourth quarter EBITDA.
Okay, but for this month, how have the margin shaped up? This can, you can give some picture on the same. For this month itself, we are already 25 days, and with a high cost.
No, but what happens, see, there are combination effects. It's not only one, because the price increase effect is not there for the full month in January. That
right.
will come to effect in February. So that you know it, you know, but it's not. I think we'll come back after the quarter. But you know, in general, that the margins are under pressure. We are on the low curve, and we have to look for better improvement on the figure and prices in coming days.
Right. Sir, our volume guidance was closer to 5 lakh for the full year. We did 385. So we would be doing.
I think we'll be very, very close to that number of 5 lakh.
And this is taking into account the reduction of 30,000.
Yes, yes, because we are running 1 month full and 2 months one furnace less. I think we'll be very close to that number, 5 lakh number.
Right. And sir,
very, very close.
Very close very to 5 lakh number.
Yes, yes.
And sir, since the percentage of RM to sales has hit a new high, so what should be the new normal going forward, or is it very difficult to give a percentage of raw material percentage to sales, since it is now moved up sharply? So as per our business plans, what are we contemplating, sir, going forward?
See, I think this is a transition phase. We have to see. Because last time when we saw the very low price of coking coal, it was because of the Chinese ban on imports. Now the China has started importing coking coal from Australia. We will have to see how it is going to stabilize and what is going to be new norm. We are also very closely watching and trying to see. Our expectation in the long run, maybe it will take 2-3 quarters, but it should come to $250, which we consider reasonable at this point of time. But currently it is at 400 plus. So it's definitely a big guess what is the new norm. But our expectation is $250 to $300, it should come back as the market normalizes both the demand and supply side.
And these will be the factors only, sir, that will lead to this correction, or the speculative build-up needs to unwind, sir? I think so at 400.
No, there is no, this is only our expectation. There is no authentic estimation available.
Yes. Yes. Sir, lastly, sir, 2 points. Firstly, sir, with the acquisition of ISMT in our portfolio, how is the portfolio going to look like, sir, 2 years down the line with respect to the value-added product and the commoditized product, sir? And, sir, on an overall basis, sir, what kind of margin should be penciling in with the business plan ahead, with the furnaces also being up from 2 months from now? what should be the EBITDA margin band, sir, which would be comfortable that we would be able to take into account the vagaries of the market and this band will stay? That's all, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, currently, whatever the projects we have been working is to take the, figure in from all the three units very close to 7 lakh metric ton per annum, and casting going up to 200,000 or 2 lakh metric ton per annum. And all going well, the integration of ISMT, certain part of the pig iron should get converted into steel and convert into value-added steel as well as the seamless tubes. So that is the main thing, and that's what we want to do. And if we are starting with the iron ore and going up to the steel value-added product, I think it definitely brings a far more stronger valuation chain, and we expect it to give us a tremendous advantage in valuation from end to end.
And that will take how much time, sir? What is the plan which we are going ahead?
The steel will take, 3 years to come, 2 to 3 years, depends on how quickly we can do. 2 to 3 years is the steel, but other than that, all other projects to go to close to 7 lakh ton metric ton per annum of pig iron and 2 lakh metric ton of casting. So we are completing the project in 1 year, and then within next 2 years we can realize these numbers. But the steel will take one more year to come.
Okay, sir. And on the power cost also, sir, the huge saving of 2.5%, to now the power is at 2.5 to 2.9 band. So the power cost will be aligned in this band only, sir?
See, in Koppal plant and Hiriyur plant, power-wise, almost we are self-sufficient. Solapur, we have 50% solar. And we will have to look at the power and CL only the acquired entity, and we are well placed on power and CL in KFIL, all the three locations.
Sorry for the interruption. This is the operator. Mr. Kapoor, you can press star 1 and come back in the queue for more questions. In the interest of time and fairness to all participants, please restrict questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Bharat Seth with Quest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening, yeah. I have a question on the casting side. So if QOQ over margin, realization is improving. So how much is this is on account of, say, cost increase, and how much is on account of this machining or value-added product we are doing? So if you can give some color, and so additional, how much is because of EBITDA is also likely to be generated?
Yeah, most of the realization increase is because of the cost increase, back-to-back compensation from the customers. Marginally, it is because of the machining, but currently we are at a level of maybe between the two clients about 30 crores of machining, 25 to 30 crores of machining, and typically two-thirds of that is the value addition. So it is still not very high amount coming out of the machining value addition, but it is the right direction, and we continue to take the orders and try to expand machining. But the realization improvement is because of the commodity price increase cycle.
Sir, and second question on, because of now, see, in till Q2, pig iron, iron ore was, prices were high, and coking coal was low. From Q2 to Q3, iron ore price increased substantially. And now with this coal pulverizing started, the coal consumption. So overall, how much, I mean, really a price increase really we may need to kind of absorb full cost?
I think my estimate is, as you saw, I just said that last year our RMSP was 59% and it went to 70% and 75%. So it's not reasonable to expect to go back to 60%, but at least if we are to go to 65%, about 10% price increase is what is required to go back to reasonable EBITDA level.
But with this reduction in the using of the coal, so still they will need 10%?
Yes, we still need 10% because the increase in the coal prices has been very substantial.
Okay.
So we need 4 to 5,000 rupees increase in pig iron prices.
Okay. And out of which 1,500 we have already taken, or further?
No, on top of that.
Okay. So last question, if I can. Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
You stated that this banker has not come back for one-time settlement. So is it because of this new offer which has come in the between, or is there any other reason for that?
No correlation with that. The banks have to complete their committee meetings, board meetings, and then approve the OTS.
Okay, thank you very much.
Nothing to do with the case. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kritika Tiwari with Vedanta Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my first question is that we are getting an idea of the breakup between the revenue of pig iron and castings. Can you throw some light on the EBITDA margins that we have earned in this quarter on both?
I don't think I have separate value for that. I don't have separate value for that, but we have seen the casting and pig iron EBITDAs going similar, and then they keep changing. The pig iron was higher, now going to lower. I don't have separate. We calculate at the company level.
So on an average basis, if you can give us an idea, average percentage?
I think the foundry is at about 15%. Today, if you see EBITDA is 15%, it could be at balance level right now.
Okay, and what about
the same, both of them become 15%.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
For the last quarter.
Okay. And so the second question is ki, what is our incremental cost that we are incurring in Q3 as compared to pig iron? What is the additional cost incurred in case of castings?
No, I couldn't get your question, please.
Sir, my question is that what is the incremental cost that we incur to make castings vis-a-vis pig iron?
Oh, no, it's a totally different product. The pig iron is like, 43-44 rupees a kg, and castings are at 100 plus. There are a lot of other processes involved other than the metal itself. And the kind of castings we make are very complicated, involves number of steps involved in making the castings. They are like individually made castings, though mechanized. And it's a lot more process involved in making castings.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand over the conference back to Mr. Gumasti for closing comments.
Thank you very much, all the participants. It is always a pleasure to speak to all of you. And once again, thank you. Thank one and all for taking interest and joining this call. And I wish all of you all the best and safe living wherever you are and request. Yeah, thank you very much. I think I just almost completed. Thank everyone for joining this call and request all of you take care. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.